B'tochen for Life, Shir number 168, Sunday, Parshiyos Nitzavim Vayelech. We are discussing tikva, and we mentioned that a person can always view a situation. No matter how bleak the situation seems, a person can always view it as a 50-50 chance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save him. Because there's no such thing as a situation in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save a person even if he's deathly ill just as easily as a person that's completely healthy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu maintains his health. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, there's no difference. And we pointed out something last time that we just wanted to elaborate on. And we said, just like when a person walks down the street, he doesn't have a chiyuv hakaras hatoiv to thank Hashem that he wasn't killed. Yes, it is a very high level. A person should always thank Hashem for everything that he has. But there's definitely a difference that when a person walks down the street, he doesn't thank Hashem as much that if he got in a car accident, chas v'shalom, and he got saved. Of course, there's a difference between the way he's thanking Hashem when he got saved from a tzara than when he just walked down the street. So we explain that if a person feels in his situation that he is not in an eis tzara, in his mind, even if a person, let's say chas v'shalom, is very, very sick, in his mind he views it as if he has a cold. There's no difference between this machla chas v'shalom and a cold. In his mind there's a 50-50 chance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save him. We explain that his chiyuv hakaras hatoiv diminishes. Now again, we are not discussing a halachic aspect of a person making what's called birchas hagoimel. That's a halachic discussion. We're not discussing that now. We are discussing the way a person feels. Does a person feel like he's in an eis tzara and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from the tzara? Or does he feel as if he's not in a tzara at all? And we explain, if a person can work on his bitachon and he can feel that he's not in a tzara at all, so he doesn't get surprised when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves him. He got a yeshua, he got a refuah, just like a person that has a common cold gets a yeshua and gets a refuah. There's no difference between the worst machla chas v'shalom and the common cold. So we just wanted to elaborate on this because we got many questions from listeners. How can we say such a thing that a person doesn't have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So let's explain. Our point is not that a person does not have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is not the point. Let's illustrate with a story. The Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa's daughter lit the neiris with vinegar as opposed to with oil. And Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa told her there's no difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like oil can light, vinegar can light. And the vinegar lit. So I have a question. Did Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa go to Shul and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically that his vinegar lit? And the answer is absolutely not. Because in Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa's eyes, there's no difference between oil and vinegar. So if every time the oil lit, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa thanked Hashem, so yes, he thanked Hashem the same way when the vinegar lit. But in his eyes, there was no difference between vinegar and oil. And that is the perspective that we're trying to bring over here. Yes, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa had a very high level, and we are not necessarily expected to reach this level. But this is the concept that we are introducing. If a person can create a scenario that no matter how sick a person is, Rahman al-Islam, or no matter how bleak the Parnassus situation seems, he can create in his mind that there's no difference, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save him just as easily, then he will emir Hashem be zeichet to see Yeshua's. Because if in your mind you create that it's not difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show you that he can do it. We will, emir tzah Hashem, elaborate more on this concept.